Montreal, Quebec, Canada. The main airport's exit. An hour ago, a passenger jet touched down upon its soil. It arrived from Japan and was the first half of two flights they needed to take to reach New York, to reach home. However, the flight to JFK Airport does not leave for another 13 hours, and so the collection of mutants known to the world as the X-Men now find themselves with time on their hands and very little money to spare.
Well, after the flight, the rest of Shiro's money comes to exactly 10 Canadian dollars and 2 cents, once exchanged.
Great. We have time for sightseeing. That doesn't cost anything.
Good idea. I will join you.
You go on ahead, Elf. I'm going to check my bank. Haven't looked at it since I moved in with you lot. I got a lot of leftover pay tied up in there, if the kindly folks at Alpha Base didn't have it frozen when I left. I, for one, want some breakfast. That in-flight meal was worse than ration packs.
I'll come with you, just in case your pals are as bad as you said.
All right, I'll go see if I can use a payphone and get in touch with the professor again. Storm, you going with them?
I shall come with you, Cyclops. It is best that none of us travels alone.
All right, meet back here in 6 hours, no longer.
The group agree and disperse, unaware that they are being watched.
This is North Star. Weapon X is on the move. One other with him. A civilian.
All right, North Star. Follow, but do not engage until I give the order. I'll try and do this the easy way first.
Entendu.
Logan and Sean walk several miles into the heart of the city before finally reaching the bank in question. Sean trying not to converse on the way, but Logan not exactly being talkative. They now enter through the automatic doors. Wolverine making his way to the cashier desk and presenting his card.
Where did you get that from?
Never leave the mansion without it.
And your costume?
Hey, never know when it might come in handy. Too much hassle to use it in Japan. But the US, or even better, here? No problem.
Why haven't you before?
Not needed to. Not with Chuck's money paying for everything I wanted.
So, if you have a card, why the hell did I just walk miles to find your bank? Ever heard of an ATM?
Won't let me get the numbers I need out.
How much are you planning on spending on this breakfast?
Bonjour, monsieur.
Like to make withdrawal.
D'accord. How much?
Well, how much is in there?
Just let me bring that up for you.
As the cashier types, Logan looks around in all directions, alert and ready for anything.
Pardonne-moi. Something wrong, sir?
No. How much?
Your current balance is $230,084.
Wait, what?
Just give me 10,000. Hundreds and fifties if you can.
Oui, monsieur.
The cashier stands, making way towards the back.
You're a government agent?
A very special kind of one, yeah. And say it a bit louder, why don't you? Jeez.
I chose the wrong job.
Same thing. Different name. Nothing but red tape and orders. Orders you don't agree with and are told not to ask details about. Trust me, you're better off at Xavier's.
They look up as now the cashier returns with books of cash, sitting with it.
Would you like a bag, monsieur?
Yep.
See, no problem. You're paranoid, laddie.
You don't know the folks I worked for, Irish.
The two now make their way out of the bank to the street.
Taking it out wasn't what I was really worried about. It's them using it to find me. They know I'm here now.
We already do, Logan.
Huh?
Sean and Logan turn, seeing a tall man approaching them, dressed in a long coat and sunglasses.
Hudson. Nice getup. Makes your flag suit look subtle.
I don't want any trouble, Logan. Please, just come and talk with me alone.
He's with me. Anything you want to say to me, Captain Canada, you can say in front of him.
I have orders, Logan. Orders to bring you back to base.
That's not gonna happen.
They couldn't make a move while you were in America, but now, you made a big mistake coming here.
I'm a free man. This is a free country. Where do they get off treating me like property?
Since they own everything that makes you, you.
Wait, what does he mean by that, lad?
The folks in the program he works for put the metal in my bones. procedure I agreed to, but not at the cost of my freedom.
Won't you at least come and talk with the brass?
You know as well as I do, James. If I come with you, I'll never be seen or heard from again. Now forget you found me before I'm forced to do something I'll regret.
The hard way it is, then. Vindicator to Alpha Flight. Converge on my position.
Wolverine and Banshee look up, noticing as a group of unique individuals emerge from around and above, surrounding Hudson. A speedster and a woman dressed in black and white costumes, a lady dressed in white and ice blue cape and all, a Native American, and what looks to be a Yeti. Hudson now removing his coat to reveal patriotic armor beneath, adorned in the Canadian flag, pulling up a cowl helmet over his head and face as the others converge around him.
Are the streets clear?
The first black-costumed woman nods.
The police have evacuated everyone behind a blockade 3 blocks back.
Indeed, it is only now the two X-Men notice that the once bustling street is now totally clear.
Good.
Logan sneers, popping his claws.
Don't make me do this, James. Heather would never forgive me if I...
You're not going to get a chance. Alpha Flight, advance.
With a yell, the group around him charge for Wolverine and Banshee, who are now in a ready stance.
You know, lad, next time I call you paranoid, just slap me. We need the others.
You go find them. I'll hold them off.
Logan.
Go! Now! I got this.
Oh, okay, lad, if you're sure.
Banshee now runs away from the charging group, letting out a mighty sonic scream and taking to the air.
Let him go. We got who we came for.
Alpha Flight continue charging, now reaching Wolverine. Logan crying out as he leaps forward, jumping towards the massive Yeti-like creature. Elsewhere in the city, Nightcrawler and Colossus are enjoying the sights.
It is shame we did not have the money spared to enter museum.
Or the art gallery. Who charges entry for an art gallery?
Perhaps you should have used your celebrity status again.
Wouldn't work. No one here knows who I am. And the other image I have programmed into this thing, well, let's just say that wouldn't work any better.
Finally, Kurt! Peter!
Huh?
The two look up as Banshee glides down to the ground, now attired in his costume so as to use its gliding wings. Needless to say, the sight of this causes quite a stir around them.
Oh, I was enjoying being normal for a change.
What is it, Tavarish?
I've been flying all over the Bleeding City looking for you or the others. Wolverine has been attacked.
Attacked? By who?
Some government Canadian team. They have powers. I think some of them are mutants. And I think Logan knows them.
Then let us go. There is not a moment to lose.
The crowd around them gasp as Peter's skin transforms, becoming solid steel and ripping through his normal clothes. Only his X-Men costume survived the strain and remains upon him. Kurt, taking his lead, pressed the image inducer on his arm, transforming in a shimmer into his natural blue form and costume.
Wait, lads. It was almost an hour ago. I doubt they're even still in the same place.
Perhaps. But it is a good place to start.
Agreed.
All right. Follow me.
Meanwhile, back at Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters.
All right. That should do it. Piece of cake.
Thank you, Hank. If you hadn't been available, I don't know what I would have done.
Think nothing of it, Charles. I had some leave to take.
Charles! I checked your, messages? Yes, those. I checked those on your communication device. You have several from Scott.
The phone? Oh, no. Oh, of course. I was so occupied with being down here and fixing Cerebro, you were out searching. No one was upstairs for the phones. At least they are okay. Where are they?
The first few were from a place named Japan, the home of a Shiro Yoshida.
Japan? Why would Magneto take them there?
He did not say, but the latest message was from a public device stating they were in Canada.
Canada?
If they caught a connecting flight, that is where they would get the connection. Montreal, in fact.
Wolverine's old stomping grounds. Hank, is Cerebro ready for use?
I think so, yeah.
Then I will try and make contact with them. Stand aside.
The other two look on as Charles Xavier wheels himself up to the desk, picking up the helmet of the Cerebro unit and placing it upon his head, activating it.
I have found Wolverine. Wolverine, can you hear me?
Xavier? Chuck, you picked a hell of a time to...
What is it? What is wrong? You are in distress.
It's my old team. Alpha Flight. I tried to fight them off, give Iris time to find the others, but there were too many of them. And I didn't want to hurt any of them. They managed to grab me and place me in adamantium binds. They're taking me back to base. Chuck, you have to help me. These folks are just following orders. But if their bosses get their hands on me again...
That won't happen. Allow me to see through your eyes, Wolverine. I will see where you are.
I'm in a truck. No idea where.
But they will take you to where we first met. To Alpha Base.
No. No, they won't. They'll take me to the labs. I don't remember it all, but I have images. Maybe you can see where.
I do. But I will keep track of you, to make sure. Hold on while I get the others to you.
Back in Montreal, Cyclops and Storm walk the streets unaware of any of this. That is, until...
Scott! Aurora! Can you hear me?
Xavier!
The two stop with a start in shock, Scott then gesturing Aurora to follow him into an alley away from prying ears and eyes.
We hear you, Professor. It's so good to hear your voice. What happened?
Warhawk sabotaged Cerebro. I called in Hank, and we have been working tirelessly to bring it back online.
Hank? Professor, I called. I left messages over and over again.
I know. I'm sorry about that. We were occupied down here. I did not anticipate you being able to reach a phone in Antarctica.
Yeah. Well, we didn't stay there for long.
Indeed. Scott, I can't contact Jean. Where is she?
Jean is... off-planet.
I see. Both of you listen to me. Wolverine is in danger.
What?
No!
Listen. He has been captured by Canadian forces and is being taken to the weapon facility which gave him his bones. If he reaches it...
I get the picture.
Find yourself some transport to the location I'm sending you now. I have already contacted the others. They will meet you there. I am sending Hank with the Blackbird, but I fear he will not get there in time.
Understood.
Transport?
We'll get a taxi.
With what currency?
We'll figure that out later. Come on.
On board the truck, Wolverine sneers towards his former teammates.
Sorry, my friend. Orders are orders.
Bite me!
North Star means it, Wolverine. We all do. I thought you liked being on our team. Why are you being so difficult?
Might have something to do with a thing called free will, Shaman. That hocus-pocus crap you do would be far better served helping people. Isn't that what your grandpapa trained you for? To be a healer? Instead, you're using what he taught you to be nothing more than a hired gun. Working for Weapon X.
Never heard of him. We work for the Canadian government. You are a soldier who walked out on his country and everything he swore to protect.
You keep telling yourself that, Vindicator. You may be following orders for the folks in charge, but those folks in charge aren't looking to bring me back to pay off my debts. They're handing me over to the real people who made me what I am.
We are going back to Alpha Base.
Yeah? And what's below level 4 of Alpha Base?
Those levels are
classified. See? Let me go now, James, and I'll forget this ever happened.
You know I can't do that.
Suddenly, the truck jolts and shakes, throwing the standing Vindicator into the far side.
Ah! Driver!
It's one of the American mutants! The Metal One!
He's made of steel. Run him down. He'll survive.
I... I just did. And we're not going anywhere.
Wolverine, call them off.
Sorry, Hudson. You know I can't do that.
With a puff of smoke and the stench of brimstone, Nightcrawler appears between them all. His view through the front windows more than enough line of sight.
Hello.
Alpha Flight all stand with a start rushing for him, but Kurt teleports again and again, over and over appearing for just an instant around them and getting in a punch or acrobatic kick in the millisecond he appears, but porting before anyone can land a shot on him. The truck shaking from side to side as Peter walks around it and tears the back doors off. Staring in a mixture of awe and amusement as he watched Nightcrawler at work, Banshee now lands beside him.
I see Kurt has the job well in hand.
Indeed.
But the early celebration is short-lived. The one called Shaman takes something from his medicine bag and uses it, casts it. It is a powerful gust of wind, summoned by the pinch of powder and an ancient whispered incantation. But it is enough to blow Nightcrawler back as he ports once more, blowing him into Colossus and Shaun, all three being blown back from the truck. A few feet behind this, a taxicab now pulls up, its patrons yelling for a sudden stop upon seeing the sight before them.
Stop here.
The doors opening, and Storm and Cyclops rushing from it with a start. Cyclops tossing back money as he quickly rushes to complete the task of putting on his costume.
$10. The ride will cost you more than that, freaks. Hey!
But a blast from the battle ahead soon shuts him up. Quickly spinning the wheel for a U-turn, he drives away as fast as he can. Cyclops and Storm regroup with their standing allies.
Kurt, are you okay?
I live.
Ahead, Alpha Flight now regroup themselves, emerging from the truck.
We have no issue with you, X-Men. Unlike many, we know you're a force for good. But Wolverine stays.
Then I'm afraid you do have a problem with us. Whoever you are.
You're about to find out, kid. Alpha Flight, hold off the X-Men until reinforcements arrive for the prisoner.
Without question. Without hesitation, the group disperse. The one they call Snowbird taking to the air, and before the amazed eyes of all, transforms into a giant white owl. The beautiful creature swooping down to engage Storm as she too takes flight. Below, the literal Sasquatch charges for Colossus, both yelling as they collide and engage in heavy fist blows that would kill a normal man. Nightcrawler and Shaun teleporting and taking to the air respectively to take on the French-Canadian twins, Aurora and Northstar. As the battle rages, Cyclops is able to blast Vindicator back with a mighty shot. Sent flying and crumbling a car beneath him as he lands. The chest of his armor opened, sparks beginning to burst from it.
I figured you were all mutants, but you're just a man in a fancy suit. A dumb-looking fancy suit.
Look who's talking.
Hudson pushes off the car, propelling himself with his jet-blasting boots towards Scott, who quickly blasts him down. Vindicator now falls down, but not out, to the ground.
Hey, Summers! Little help?
Scott nods, pointing his optic beams very carefully at the adamantium restraints on Wolverine's arms and feet, blasting the locking controls, breaking them, and forcing them to open, setting him free.
Thanks.
Wolverine now stands, removing the shreds of what remains of his civilian garb to reveal his battle attire.
All right, folks. My turn.
With a yell, he runs the length of the truck, leaping off and down onto Sasquatch's back, popping a set of claws and bringing them down towards the furry beast's neck.
Your move, Fuzzball.
With a mighty roar, Sasquatch throws Wolverine from his back into a car ahead. Across the battlefield, Cyclops is rocking by a speeding punch from Northstar.
You're mighty handy with those I-beams, X-Man. Shame you can't shoot everywhere at once.
As Cyclops goes down, Nightcrawler now appears in a cloud of purple smoke behind Aurora.
Cyclops is down. I need to even the odds. Guten Abend, Fraulein.
Ha, a teleporter, eh? Catch me if you can, Blue Man.
With that, Aurora takes off into the air faster than a speeding bullet as Kurt tries to grab her. Nightcrawler follows her with his eyeline and teleports again. The battle continues to escalate, destroying the street and its content around them. Thankfully, Alpha Flight's ties with the Canadian government has allowed them to clear the streets of bystanders. Wolverine now strides forward, heading towards a distracted Shaman, who is targeting other X-Men ahead.
He's forgot about me. His mistake. I knew Hudson, and those he works for wouldn't let me go. I cost too much damn money. I just wish he was going it alone. I don't want the X-Men hurt on my account.
Whoa. Wolverine leaps back from a blast. A blast sent from the arm-mounted weapons of...
Hudson!
That's Vindicator to you, mister. You can stop this, Wolverine. Stop being so damn stubborn all the time. Just say the word, and the battle's over.
Behind this, Cyclops is back on his feet and sees Northstar heading to aid the Sasquatch with Colossus.
Northstar is as fast as Quicksilver. Almost impossible to hit. Especially with my head ringing from that punch he gave me. Colossus, you don't win a fight with your fists alone. You have a brain, man. Use it!
Colossus takes note, grabbing a thrown punch of Sasquatch and using it to judo throw the massive beast to the ground.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Above.
Huh? No sign of Nightcrawler. I was sure I had him.
If times were different, this might be fun. But they aren't. Gah! I wish I was more like Jean-Paul.
My twin brother has always been more the fighter of the family.
Aurora is cut off in thought as Nightcrawler suddenly appears upside down before her.
Boo!
And kissing her on the lips. Meanwhile, Wolverine and Guardian continue to throw down.
Just like old times, huh, Jimmy? You never gave me a choice before about joining your dime store X-Men. Why should you now?
How dare you! Heather and I gave you a home! A chance to be a man, not the feral beast you were when we found you! And anything you are today is because of me.
What I am, Vindicator, is free, and I'll die before I give that up.
But Wolverine is stopped in mid-swing, turning and noticing a storm is driven down into the ground by Snowbird, who then uses her shape-changing abilities to become a white bear. Roaring as she holds her claws up to strike down towards Aurora.
No! Storm!
Snowbird, stop! Now!
The clawed paws stopped in mid-swing, the bear's eyes looking up towards Hudson in understanding. The shape then gradually changes back into that of her white-attired human form.
All right, that's enough. I want out of this life, but I ain't gonna let this happen. Not for me.
Scott watches this and now walks forward towards him.
Wolverine, no! You're an X-Man. Your fight is ours, no matter what.
And I appreciate that, boss. More than you'll ever know. But no, I'm not gonna let any of you die on my account. You want me so bad, Jimmy. You got me.
You made the right choice, Logan.
The X-Men go free, no matter what.
You have my word.
I'd better, bub.
Moments later, Wolverine is being loaded into a new, more reinforced truck. A new group of private military police overseeing his capture.
This one's Plan B. A cage designed just for you, Shorty.
You always had a big mouth, Garson. But keep flapping your gums, and your wife will be a widow before her time.
Wolverine enters the truck, and now the X-Men look on as it speeds away.
Wolverine is not Animal Cyclops. That man did not have to treat him like that.
I know.
They are not as lucky as we are, Peter. They only know the surface, Wolverine. They know nothing of his true self.
An hour later, Beast arrives in the Blackbird. Warm greetings of relief tainted by the sadness of recent events. But now, finally, the X-Men board the plane they left back in New York, in what for them feels like a lifetime ago. Finally heading home.
I still can't believe it. We must go back for him.
Yes, we must.
People, I will personally tear apart any man who tries to stop me. People.
We'll see what the professor says, but I'm sure...
X-Men!
What, Hank?
I think you should see who just joined me up here.
The group now make their way towards the front of the cockpit and see...
Wolverine? What are you doing here?
What does it look like? I'm taking a seat. Can't stay down in the storage bays for the whole trip.
But how? I mean, the truck, I thought...
Yeah, so did Jimmy Hudson. Trouble is, they should have stuck with the binds. There's no cage ever built that can hold me.
You... What about next time?
What about it? I don't worry about tomorrow, Psych. I take each day, each moment, as it comes. No questions. No regrets. But if you're so damn happy to see me, leader man, how about you fix me that breakfast? Maybe some champagne, too. Feel like celebrating. Because the X-Men are going home.
X-Men, the audio drama, season 2, episode 10, Wanted, Weapon X. Starring Omri Rose as Cyclops, Rex Anderson as Wolverine, Ryan Lawton as Nightcrawler, Stephen Chesterton as Colossus, Tyree Peterside as Storm, Jason Rivers as Professor Xavier, Christopher Lewis as Guardian and Shaman, Sharon Lambert as Aurora and the Cashier, Emmy Gibson as Lalandra, Steve Porter as Garson, also with Stephen Chesterton as Beast. Music by Declan Gilgallon, written by Chris Claremont and John Byrne, adapted and edited by Carl Dutton. X-Men is the property of Marvel Entertainment, no infringement intended. We are back. The Dark Phoenix Saga miniseries, coming very soon.